morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring and my fine wife, Bev, well, she's with our oldest daughter, Abby, her husband, Chris, and the sweetest little sugars in all the world, Sophia, Symphony, and Georgie, and she's going to be with them a few more days. They just returned from almost 2 years in Israel, where Chris was a Fulbright scholar. Anyhow, our scripture today for Do Not Fear, Do Not Be Afraid comes from Psalm 3:6. Psalm 3:6. Hallelujah. I read this yesterday. I'm going to read it again. Then I'll get you another one. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And then Psalm 4:8. I love this. In peace I will lay down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Hallelujah. On today's call, we're going to discuss, who are you empowering? You know, I feel prompted to ask you and, truthfully, me some questions. We have to be sure we're giving answers that are honest, because God's going to know whether or not we're telling the truth. Are your debt problems just as serious as your unsaved neighbor? Do you get mad when someone cuts in front of you on the freeway? Do you tell off-color, or call them what they are, dirty jokes to your lost co-workers? If your yard is filled with weeds and my house is in disrepair, is it just like your neighbor's? If you were to watch an R-rated movie filled with nudity and full of words, would that be just like your neighbor? If so, what kind of testimony is that? Consider the words of Colossians 3:17, which says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Now, you can personalize that. "And whatsoever Eulalia does in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever Larry does in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." In other words, if we live and act just like our unsaved neighbors, co-workers, and acquaintances, what kind of testimony are we for the Lord? Whatever we do should glorify God. Matthew 5:13 says that we're to be the salt of the earth. Scripture says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the feet of men." I love the Bible, Message Bible translation of that scripture, Matthew 5:13. It says, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning. It brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness, and you'll end up in the garbage." Wow, that's pretty clear. A dear friend of ours, Pam from Valrica, Florida, told me once that we should be salt. She gave one of the most powerful and appropriate anagrams for salt. Than I've ever heard. She said, "Stop acting like them." S-A-L-T. Stop acting like them. We're to stop acting like the world. There should be a discernible difference in the words we speak, the actions we take, and the testimony of things that we've said and done because of who we are in Christ. So let's go a little further. Have you heard the old expression, "money talks"? My standard joke used to be, if money talked, from most of my life, all it was saying was goodbye. Either that or I need a hearing aid. So much for the humor. Now let's get serious. Once I got serious with the Lord, money started coming to me. I want you to think very carefully about this next day. Your money does talk. It makes an impression. Whatever you give money to, you empower. If you give your money to Hostess Twinkies, then you're empowering the Interstate Bakeries Corporation. If you buy homeowners or automobile insurance, then you're empowering the insurance company. If you buy a Mountain Dew soft drink, then you're empowering the Pepsi Corporation. If you purchase a Chevrolet Malibu, then you're empowering General Motors Corporation, truthfully also known as, should be known as, Government Motors Corporation. If you buy things from companies that disrespect Christian values or support things you oppose, then you're empowering those companies. Now, let me digress for a second. If we watch television program that vilifies biblical principles, then we're empowering the network to continue its attack on our core values as Christians. I will tell you that my fine wife is a Christian pit bull, and yes, she does wear lipstick. When all something is said or done on television that stirs her righteous indignation, she'll fire off an email, make a phone call, and not likely watch that television program again. I realize that the majority of the television and motion picture industry is run by people who not only don't understand the scriptures, but seemingly have no desire to hear or represent any other viewpoint other than their own ungodly one. Now, nevertheless, that shouldn't stop us from speaking up in word and deed whenever and wherever we feel there's scriptural injustice or inaccuracy. If every believer let their voices be heard, it'd make a difference. Hallelujah. I want to make a couple of personal observations. If there is one thing that the movie The Passion of the Christ proved, it's that there's a market for movies that appeal to Christians. There's a discernible difference and increase in the number of theatrical releases that promote Christian values, and they've done remarkably well at the box office. Also, if you're not watching the TV series called The Chosen, we strongly encourage you to do it. I've watched a lot of movies about Jesus, biblical movies. I have never been moved by something like The Passion, and it is just phenomenal. There's going to be 7 series or seasons of it. They're filming number 4 right now. The first 3, can't tell you how many times I cried and shouted. I did both. I've heard too many believers say, well, my voice won't be heard, that your opinion won't count. Let me just tell you, that's not true. And even if it were, it's time for every believer to speak up in word and deed, regardless of what you think might be the case. Now, let's get back to the money aspect of this teaching. Whatever we do, whatever you do with your money, is a testimony to our words and deeds. Do you spend more money on movie rentals than you do buying CDs or MP3s that can transform your life by changing what you think? By the way, I didn't make up that last phrase. It's scripture. In the Message Bible, it says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Hallelujah. It's Romans 8, 2. And Romans 12:34, Classic Amplified. For now the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the mouth, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For out of the fullness, the overflow, superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's another great scripture to personalize. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of Denise's heart, her mouth speaks. I wish I had time to do everybody. It'd take me the better part of the day. Okay. The scripture in 3:19 says we should glorify God in words and deeds. If we closely examine Matthew 12:34 through 37, in the Message Bible, we can see the consequences of what will happen when we don't obey his directions. You have minds like a snake bit. How do you suppose what you say is worth anything when you're so foul-minded? It's your heart, not the dictionary, He gives meaning to your words. A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. An evil person is a blight on the orchard. Let me tell you something. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. Don't doubt it. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation, but words can also be your damnation. Let's look at a couple of key phrases. It is your heart. It's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives your words meaning. Remember Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good person, because of the good things in their heart, will do the right thing year in and year out. A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. Now pay careful attention to this next verse because it's powerful. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. Every word we speak, every step we take, everything we do either empowers our spiritual life or weakens it. God has given us the key. It's time for us to follow His word and not the world. Get a hold of that. Glory to God. If you're blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. And also, please continue to pray for my precious friend, Lawrence Cook, and always for my mother, Miss Annie Ruth. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a glorious, magnificent, gigantic day. Bye-bye.